Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show today, Professor Terry Benjamin. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I'm great.
Oh, wonderful. I know you are. Well, this is awesome, awesome. Welcome to October. It's the first Tuesday in October.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it.
Can you believe it? I tell you, it's wow. Where did the year go?
It's flying by, you know?
Flying by. And with that, oh, my goodness, just got magical wings here. But, you know, well, we want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Wow, what an exciting topic. You know, Tuesday, each and every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., we are here. Professor Terry Benjamin has selected another powerful, powerful book to discuss on the broadcast today. So I'm going to get out of his way. But this is definitely a topic that you want to make sure you are tuned in, engaged, and taking lots of notes. A serious, serious matter. So with that being said, Terry, I'm going to let you introduce the book, the author, and what it is that you want to point out in this book.
Thank you so much. And basically, this is almost a continuation of what we talked about the last time, you know, about how we need to grow in Christian maturity and how we need to grow not just physically but mentally and spiritually. I mean, this whole thing for me, this whole concept of 60 at 60 was really about myself in terms of I felt that I was growing older chronologically, but I wasn't growing older spiritually. And and I was really concerned about that, because I'd hate to look at myself and see myself advancing in years, but not advancing in knowledge, not advancing in impact. And I realized that it's kind of hard to grow unless you have role models. And what I did is I really started looking at people around me and seeing if they could help me or hurt me. And I chose to move to those who could help me. Definitely an area of spirituality, like yourself and other people that I've met in my journey, you know, because I agree like you. I mean, God does have a plan. Unless we're aware of that plan, we're not going to be able to change and to grow. And so with that said, the book for today in our Book by Book Success Project is a very interesting book and a very timely book. And it's entitled simply, Change Your Words, Change Your Life. Understand the power of every word you speak. And this is by TV evangelist Joyce Meyer. I've always admired her. I've always felt that she was a person who used the Bible in the best way to teach, and not so much to preach, but again, that's part of it, but to teach. And in Change Your Words, Change Your Life, she discusses the power of words as an agent for change in our everyday life. And I like to emphasize every day, because we've already established that the Word of God is not just for a Sunday. In the truest sense, we make every day a Sunday because every day is an occasion for worship and praise. Every day, we can go to our secret place and be with the Word of God. Joyce Myers encourages us in chapter 12, is entitled, Speak Faith, Not Fear. And in this particular point of the book, she talks about how we can really grow in maturity. And she says here, I was thrilled when I realized that God wanted me to renew my thinking and start expecting good things. Surely we all prefer good things more than bad ones. Even if we had a sad past, you can have a bright future by learning how to agree mentally and verbally with God. And so again, I mean, if you want the greatest role model in terms of Christian living, you go to the source, the one who's given us all these things. And again, we know that we have to speak faith and not fear, as he says in one of the chapters. And for me, that means that we know that faith is those things hoped for but not yet seen. And we have the faith that we're going to see these things if we remain faithful. And she goes on to say, and page 138, she says here, God's Spirit is in us, and His Spirit is definitely positive. We must let His Spirit do a thorough work in us, changing our thoughts and attitudes towards ourselves and working from that foundation outward till we can see all the things and the people the way God sees them. Even when we are doing our worst, God believes that the best in regard to us, and He works with us to bring the best out of us. And so again, we have God's Spirit in us, we just have to bring it out. But for me, in my present walk, there is a chapter that, for me, one that makes the book a keeper and a must-read. This is chapter 4. And this is entitled simply, The Characteristics of a Mature Christian. We must grow up. We cannot remain babes in any aspect, especially when it comes to the Word, because there's so many things working against us in this particular world. And that's why we got to really fortify our minds and to make ourselves strong in the Word of God. And I think that's what it really comes down to. And I like what she says here on page 43. She says that God's goal for us is that we mature spiritually and are no longer controlled by our own thoughts, emotions, and desires. He wants us to learn His Word and direct our lives accordingly, and be ready at all times to be His representative on earth. Because we don't know when someone might need a good word from us, and we can pull that word from God's Word. And she goes on to say on page 45, no matter what level we are on, we should want to grow. But if we find we are still in the baby stage of Christianity, we should certainly make a commitment to God to start working with His Holy Spirit toward maturity. And we are mediocre and common Christians, it is not pleasing to God. We are not to be lukewarm. wanting to be a Christian, but also loving the world and all its ways. And so, again, we have to be hot. We have to be on fire. We have to get out of our comfort zone to really grow. This is how Joyce Meyers is helping us in this particular book. And she goes on to say, in terms of being mediocre, the word mediocre means halfway to the peak. Yet God's word says that he desires for us, for each of us, to go all the way through and realizing the full attainment of God's promises. Just imagine how sad it would be if you were a parent who had wonderful things to give to your children, and yet you were not able to do so simply because they were not mature enough to handle them. God has much to give us and to do through us, but we need to grow up and go all the way through with God. Don't settle for average or mediocre. We serve a great and amazing God, and he wants us to be transformed in his image. And this word, mediocre, halfway to the peak, it doesn't sound good. Yet God doesn't want us to settle for little. He wants us to be all we can be. And I like this where she says here, and it's really important that we take this to the next level, that we understand that, you know, these words are here for our benefit, and we have to understand we have to move beyond our comfort zone. She says here, if we are addicted to ease and comfort, we remain babes all our lives. Many Christians hear hundreds of sermons over the course of years about the importance of forgiveness, yet much of the church is still angry, remaining as babies who hear and hear, but never apply what we have heard. So again, we have to take this message and we have to take it to the next level. Now, these books in the Book by Book Success Project enable us to grow up, to be teachers and preachers. And this is a great responsibility, and, you know, this is something not to be taken lightly, because as teachers, as preachers, we have a double responsibility. And she says here, and I quote, "Teachers, beware. Please receive this as a word of caution. If you are going to teach others, you must meet a higher standard than those who are not teachers. We will be judged by a stricter standard and with greater severity. This does not relieve others of their responsibility, but it does place a double responsibility on those of us who teach because of our position of leadership." Again, please, change your words, change your life. This is a truly great book by excellent Bible teacher and author, and this is from Joyce Meyer. And, you know, she's always on TV. She's always writing books. As a matter of fact, she's written over 100 inspirational books, books that are inspired by the Bible. And she holds many conferences, and I love every day on the radio and TV, her shows entitled Enjoying Everyday Life. And I think this is what it's about, enjoying everyday life, because sometimes we need role models. And, again, we can't have Joyce Meyer with us, but we have her books. And this book, this new book, is really great because, again, I mean, there's many chapters, many ideas. But please, like we always say, buy the book, read the book, live the book. And the book is entitled Change Your Words, Change Your Life, Understanding the Power of Every Word You Speak. And this is from Joyce Meyer. Again, I mean, I can't say anything more than that. I mean, please, this is something that you really want to get. And we want to make sure that we don't get the book and just put it on a shelf, you know, but get the book and use it. I mean, a lot of times I walk around with books, you know, and just in hand, and people look at the books and go, what you reading? Give me a chance to talk about it. In this case, you know, we are really witnesses of God's word, and this gives us a chance to witness. So, again, the book is Change Your Words, Change Your Life, Understanding the Power of Every Word You Speak by Joyce Meyer.
Well, that was truly amazing. Great, great, great info. Change your words and change your life. Well, you've heard it right here on the Lalisa Williams Show. I would love to hear what you think. We thank you for those who are in the chat room. Good morning, and God bless you, Pastor Linda Hillman, all the way from California. Wow, lady, you are up super duper early.
Wow.
And she says, hello, man, I finally caught you live. Yeah, I'm totally blown away because, you know, it's around, what, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, yes.
Over there in California?
Wow, that's amazing.
We appreciate you. We love you. God bless you, Pastor Linda Hillman. She's also an empowerment coach and a leader in the community, in her house of worship. Certainly does a lot of teaching on this very topic and other topics. We are just so blessed that she would tune in. Wow. She says, yes, ma'am. It is 4:15 a.m. right now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Pastor Terry, that ought to make you feel, that ought to make your day. Go
well,
to school.
It does, Lisa, but it just shows me that, you know what, I'm humble. I'm humble because, you know what, you know, it's funny. I remember when I called you, I think we were talking on the radio, and I said I had a big announcement to make, and I told you that I'm officially starting my walk with God. And it's not so much starting it. I think I probably am renewing my walk with God because I've always been very spiritual, very much into the church and the Bible, but I sort of let it last. You know, I sort of started thinking that, you know, I was smart and that, you know what, I didn't need God and I couldn't direct my own steps. And I was so foolish. I was so silly. And the thing that made me embarrassed is because I'm older and I know I should know better. But you know what? God is a loving God, and he's taking me back in his arms. And you know what? He directed me. And so all these books, please, all these books are not me. All these books are coming to me because I'm open for it. That's all. You know, the phrase is when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, I'm ready. I'm so ready. I know there's others who are ready, and that's why they call it at 4:15 in the morning because they're ready. And if you're ready, your mind is open and your heart is open and your spirit is open. And God is just pouring into me, and I'm just really sharing what he's pouring into me. And that's all it is.
And, you know, Terry, it's so interesting what you're saying. And you've always been pouring in. You always poured out from what was in you, and it was always great things. But here's where some of us would see the difference. Now you're giving the credit and all praises and honor to God.
Yes, you're right, yes.
Yes, you see, everyone, whatever they're pouring out what God put there, but they don't always acknowledge that it is him.
Oh, wow.
That did that, you know what I'm saying? And so, therefore, it's not so much that it doesn't please us, but God said it pleased him. He's not pleased when we do not acknowledge him for all that we have and all that we do and all that we are.
Yes, yes.
So now you're doing that. So therefore, you see how it's even made you more excited to be able to do that. It makes you excited when they can give praise to others who have helped, and God being, you know what I'm saying, being that other. And not only that, some of us would say, yes, you knew of the Lord and you knew the Bible, you went to church, but now you're on fire for him, and that is a game changer.
Yeah. And it's so funny because, you know, I mean, I can't stop talking about it. I mean, it's like every day.
But that's what fire.
I have something to say.
What fire does, remember, is fire spreads.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it burns up everything around it. So, yeah, you're spreading and you're setting on fire everywhere you go because you're on fire because now you have this revelation.
Yes,
before,
yes,
like you said, we were all there. I mean, you know, some of us, most of us, you know, we might have, if you're in this country, more than likely you probably did grow up in the church.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't mean we were on fire for him. We did not have a revelation. We had head knowledge, possibly.
Yes.
What? But we didn't have that revealed knowledge. When God reveals himself, like with Moses, you're going to have a turnaround.
Well, that's true, and I like what Joyce Meyer says. She says one of the things we should pray about each day is asking God to help us speak right things. Our words are very important, and they should be used for God's purpose. We should desire to be a mouthpiece for God, speaking His words faithfully. You know, because like you said, it's all about Him. I mean, He owns it all. You know, we're just renting at best. We can never own this.
You know what he told us we were? He says that we are stewards.
Oh, yes. I love that. That's even better. Even better. I love that.
Yeah, we are stewards over all of this. He's given us complete dominion. We are stewards, though, just like your house. If you own that, you and your wife, if you leave and you have your son come and house it.
Yes, yes.
Until you get back, let's just say you go away for a year, and you
tell him,
yes, but now he is to be there, and he is to act like it's his, so he's to take care of it as if it is his. But it is not. He does not own it.
Yes, yes, you're right.
For these lives, we are in charge of them. We are stewards. We are to take care. That's why he says, build up the temple. Keep your body in shape. Keep your mind right. Don't waste, don't squander the gifts, the talents, the skills, and the abilities that. Because they're mine.
That.
I'm just leaving you in charge. You're just in charge of them. And,
yes,
and are
yes,
you making
yes.
good of it? You know, that would be like you, your son, and he was, and you were away, and every month you would send him back, let's just say you'd send him back $5,000 a month.
Yes.
You would expect him to pay the mortgage, pay the electric bills. You wouldn't want him to take the money and just go and squander it somewhere.
That's right.
Nor would you want him to take the money and go down in the basement and bury the money.
Right.
And then the house falls apart.
Well,
you'd want him to put the money to use, make some investments, possibly. But go ahead.
I'm just saying, I think it's all about increase. I mean, you know, again, I think that's how we grow. I mean, we're increasing, you know, and that's why it's really important, you know, the people that we are aware of. Because on page 127 of this book, Joyce Meyer says, I encourage you to spend time with people whom you truly want to be like. Choose people who make you want to improve, not ones that make you small-minded and big-mouthed. Spend time with people who use their words wisely and will encourage you to do the same thing. You know, we don't realize the power of our words. I mean, the things that we say, we have to be very clear about our purpose. If we're just speaking nonsense, we need to make that clear. But if we're speaking truth, we're speaking things that are inspired by the Bible, like you said before, Lisa, we have to give credit. We have to give credit where it's due. You know, and then that way, you know, what I love about the book and my journey at this point, you know, I mean, I can go to hear a very good sermon and I can take notes, but then I can go home and I can read those scriptures for myself. You know, they're not telling me anything that is hidden. They're not telling me anything that is in secret. I mean, whatever they speak from the Bible, I can go and I can verify for myself, which is a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And you know what I love about, the preacher, you know, what I've learned and what I've come to enjoy about preaching, it, you know, it just stirs up the word of God in you
that is
amazing, you know. It's like, man, you know, it's like reading a book and then watching a movie or vice versa.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, people do both, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody does both, but a lot of people do. And you just, you know, it's just, you know, he says, how can they believe unless they hear? And how can they hear unless there's a preacher?
Yes.
You know, because, you know, our ears have certain muscles in them, or certain...
Exactly.
It's a certain stuff that's in our ears, and that... when the word of God, you know, crosses those little tendons or whatever they're called. I forget now.
Yeah,
but God put all that stuff in place for a reason. And man, it's just phenomenal what happens when all of this stuff works together. I just love it. So, you know, you're right. You know, when you go and you hear the word, and but then when you read it, it's just like with a teacher. You know, you got a student. They read the book, but they still come to class to the professor. And somehow their learning
is
deeper and better and more useful when they do both, you know. And, so I just love it. Anyway, so this book, Book by Book Project, and we are hoping that more of our local authors like Pastor Linda Hillman and others.
Please.
She has a book and several books, and you, they would send a book to, I mean, Terry is the book expert. Okay. He's a professor. He's a literature professor. He's an English professor. He's a public speaking professor. He's an administrator. He was director. Terry Benjamin was director of admissions for a college in New Jersey for like 20-something years.
Oh, yes,
he understands what it takes to get in college, stay in college, do well in college. He's an expert in that area as well. He could go tomorrow and start his own college. Very
thank you for that. But you know, it's funny, Lisa, because basically what I'm doing, and you know, it's funny how God directs you in many different areas. And I'm realizing what we're doing with the Book by Book Success Project is giving people a curriculum, okay? You know, I mean, I know for myself, when I teach, the biggest part of teaching is getting the syllabus, okay, putting together the map for the teaching. But the book, the curriculum, is important as well. And like I said, once we finish this Book by Book Project, we'll probably never finish it, really, but there'll be a list of books and authors. And if you put these books in your library and you read these books, you will be very intelligent, not just about the Word of God, but really you'll be speaking encouragement into your life. And we all need encouragement. And Joyce says on page 189, he says, words are powerful. We should all make a commitment to use our words to love people and build them up. But don't forget that we must first learn to truly listen. Every day we leave our homes, we're going into a society that is drowning in tragedy. God has given us the ability to help others. He has given us words. If we use them properly, they can be life-changing. And I don't know about you, Lisa, but I really feel this is a responsibility that I have, because I will read the books. I mean, I will read the books. I will attend lectures. I will watch the films, or whatever I need to do to have something to say in my classrooms, just in my commute, when I'm talking to people. I want to have something to say to them that will encourage them, because we need encouragement, especially at these times where things seem to be so bad. But you know what? It's never bad in God's kingdom. It is always good. It's always positive. But sometimes we don't know that. And that's why a lot of times when I'm out here, I'm well-dressed and looking good, and people are drawn to me, I want to give them something that they can really take and really make a life for themselves. Because you know what? I mean, I tell you all the time that college teaches us how to make a living, but reading the Word of God teaches us how to have a life. I don't know about you, but I think I'd rather have my life more than my living, because my living, the economic situation, that's one thing. But living in the Word of God is eternal, and that's what I'm going for. See, I'm going for the home run. I'm tired of just going from base to base. I want to be in a different level in these books and these ideas and these words, and also the encouragement for people who call in and people who listen in the chat room, their encouragement as well. But my whole thing is, I think that enough of us get together and start to pray, and we can lift this veil of tragedy and depression off as many people as we encounter. And sometimes we don't even have to say anything, because, again, they say, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, you know, the mouth speaks. You know, and so I always say it's from the inside out. Whatever is inside will come out when you open your mouth, and that's why the words you speak are so important.
Well, Linda in the chat rooms also, Pastor Linda says, I think people forget that God has entrusted us on earth with a plan to fulfill his purpose. Until we understand that word, that would that our mind will never be right to see and understand the journey that he has us on. Oh, and then she says that she reminds us also that there is power of a life and death in the tongue. And so she will have to go back and listen to the archives to hear the end of the show, because we lose power in the chat room right at 7:30. This is a half broadcast, but we usually can go for another 5 or 10 minutes for those who are on the phone lines. But you have to be dialed in and in order to do that. So we do also have those who tune in on the phone lines, and then others will go back and listen even in the archive. So, but, you know, as we wrap up the last 10 minutes, but we've learned and gained a lot here. We know many of us are familiar with Dr. Joyce Myers, and we absolutely know that she has a very, very, very powerful, powerful teaching on the mouth and speaking. Like I said, her other book, Me and My Big Mouth.
Yes, yes, yeah. I love that book.
So, and she's saying, though, you know, be aware of what we're saying and don't say things that, like you said, don't lead to a good place for yourself and others, you know. Speak things that lead to a great place.
Yeah. And I love her so much because she comes across as so real. I mean, she tells you about her failures, her steps and her missteps, you know, her relationship with her husband, her relationship with her 4 grown children. I mean, we need people who are real, you know, who come at us in a real way. I mean, it's kind of hard to deal with somebody who you feel is perfect, you know, or that's the impression that they give, but no one is perfect, not on this earth anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, she's doing, yes, a great work. And so we thank you for selecting this great book. Like you said, you know, you're building a curriculum of spiritual growth, so to speak. Now you can offer some type of spiritual growth class to your repertoire.
You know, and that's truly by accident. You know, that wasn't my intention, but hey, you know, it sounds good.
You know, and I love how, you know, when you kicked this whole thing off, you started with the book by a local author here in New Jersey, Cynthia Robinson.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, Cynthia Robinson, yes.
I am Leah, and she's also having an event coming up today, two days from now, Thursday.
Okay, great.
She has a radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. Yeah. Well, again, I mean, you know, it's the Word of God, you know, and it's so funny, but in the book here, I quote, says, if our words agree with God, we will have what God says we can have, and we'll become what he says we can be. What have you been saying? Are you reaping the harvest of your own words? Do you want to see positive change in your life and circumstances? Only a foolish person thinks he can't continue doing the same thing and get a different result. So if you don't like your current harvest, change your seed. Bad seed, words, equals bad harvest. And good seed, words, equals good harvest. The more good things you speak, the more good you will experience in your life.
Right, because most of what we say, most of what we harvest is what we've spoken. So good or bad.
Yes,
so your words will, you know, the Word of God tells us, you will have what you say.
Exactly. Yes.
You will only have the good things if you say good things. No, if we say bad things, we're going to have that too.
That's right. They said, if you say it's going to be a bad day, guess what? You're probably right.
you're going to have a bad day because you've already spoken it into existence. You've already told the universe what to give you. You placed your order. When we wake up and
I love that. You placed your order and you got what you ordered.
It's just like in a restaurant. The waiter only brings you what you ordered.
Yes.
Now sometimes the waiter is off. So sometimes we're glad that even though we said this is killing me, we're glad the universe didn't return that.
Oh please, yes.
Sometimes it does return it, just not in maybe the normal way we think of murder. But
when
your dreams are murdered, that's still murder.
Well,
when we say something is killing, but what is it killing? Is it killing my spirit? Is it killing my ideas, my dreams? Is it killing my drive for success and happiness and fulfillment? You see, we have to be careful because these words, I loved how one of my professors taught me in one of the English classes at S. County College years ago. He said, words don't have meaning. We give words meaning.
That is so great. You're right.
Whatever we said it to mean, that's what that, it's like, he gave examples for, like a kid say, that's fat. They're talking about as in good, not overweight. So, mean overweight? Because remember, what's his name? Adam was like naming everything. He was giving names to stuff.
Yes, that is, you're right. You're right.
Of
yes,
course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so great. But, Lisa, I think that, when we minister to others, I know that we minister to ourselves as well. So when we say, good things to other people, we're saying good things to ourselves as well, and I think this is like a double portion. We give out, but we get back, and I think we get back even more so because we know that we're on the right track.
Yes, exactly. We are on the right track. So, we don't want to get cut off. I know one day we were doing the show. And I think we were right. We were about to go at it on something good.
It went off, right?
We appreciate you all. I tell you, I am so looking forward. And again, we thank you, Professor Terry. We know.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
You have, a full, satisfying life, and you. Got your family, your grandchildren, your children,
students. And it's so great because, it's so funny as we, wind down this particular program. I have no idea what we'll speak about next week, But it'll come to me.
I know that's right. You're so funny. You're funny, Terry. You know, Terry's really funny, y'all. You probably can't tell how funny he is, but over short airways. You get this man in person, and he'll have you in stitches. And he's he's so smart. I'm sure, for lack of a better word, nerd comes to mind. But he's a cultured nerd, very professional nerd, very.
Well, that's a funny thing. But what? I hope that I can make nerdness be cool.
That's all I was gonna say.
Won't be the nerd, but But I find, the older you get, nerds are kind of cool because he nerds.
You
get to be
very
awesome.
Cool. Oh, you're a suave. You what I call a suave nerd.
Is that so?
That's a new workshop. I'm trying to give you something here.
Okay.
The suave nerd. And so a lot of you're the GQ nerd.
I've seen that.
And such a nice dresser. The G. Listen, you remember? You know, you could throw a magazine together in a minute now.
Oh please, yes.
GQ suave nerd with a swag, with a swagger.
Thank you.
That's what Obama is.
See that.
But that's what Obama is.
Oh yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. They said he has swag.
Yeah, but he's smarter than a whip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that flavor. We never had that in the White House before, you know?
But yeah, and even his wife. Well, his wife, she's a fine fly nerd. She's a smart,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
These people are smarter than a whip. But they also have that other flair, that suave, I call it, a swagger. And anyway, I will be cut off if I don't get on to the next point. So for those of you who are in the New Jersey area and you want to come out to our facilitator training tonight, please inbox me on Facebook. I'm registering people for that. It's going to be awesome, dynamic. We're going to teach you all the tools of adult learning, how to manage your audience, how to have an interactive workshop, how to have people leaving your workshop screaming, begging for more, how to put on, you know, conferences, seminars, how to make money. There's so much packed in this workshop. You don't want to miss it. If you're any type of college professor, instructor, if you're a professor, aren't you tired of those boring classes where your students are falling asleep and saying it was a great subject, but they just were bored to death and they dropped the class. So send people my way. I'm going to liven them up and show them how to do it and do it right with fun. Or if you have a group, or even if you're a church leader and you have a Sunday school teacher or any other type of teacher, facilitator, send them to this training. It is awesome. It's going to be tonight, 6 to 8 in Elizabeth, New Jersey at 1139 East Jersey Street for the low, low price of $49.97. $49, that's our lowest introductory offer that will probably last for the rest of this year. Next year, that price will go up to probably about 400% higher.
Yeah, we need to get it right now then, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Get it now, because next year you'll have to get your company to pay for you to go. And, you know, companies, they don't too much care to send people for training. But this is a training that you need if you lead anybody, teams, groups, staffs. If you could be a coach, you could be someone who definitely needs to do this. And at the same time, you can learn how to make money for yourself and get yourself out of unemployment and out of the low income earning bracket. So there you have it. I think we're about to be cut off, Terry. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and have a great day.
You have a powerful day. Thank you to our audience, to our listeners. Coach Linda has already posted this on Facebook. She loved the show. Other people are asking for the link. They were inboxing me on Facebook for the link. I just sent it to them, Terry. So again, Terry Benjamin, Professor Terry Benjamin. You can connect with him on Facebook. He's on Facebook, TerryBenega, Terry Benjamin. Just like Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin. You can get him on Facebook. He has a website, but that's the quickest way to get him. You can get to his website and see about his books. And he's a publisher, an author, and speaker, and a bunch of other stuff. Oh, by the way, Terry, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'm offering a domestic violence awareness talk to a group of women. If you have a group of women that you can gather in the room, I will come. My topic is, I didn't just survive, I thrived. So if you get a group of women, I know you have all those contacts in the Raleigh area.
Yeah, I keep that in mind. Yeah, we definitely can do that. That's great. I love
get
that.
A group of
we need to help women help themselves, you know?
Yes, absolutely. That's what it's about. Yes, we're going to make them aware of all the things that you can do to get out, and then what to do after you've gotten out, how to really thrive beyond abuse. Sexual abuse, domestic violence, child abuse, and molestation. So, wonderful. So enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, and thank you. It's been great. It's been real, and you got to keep moving on up.
Yes.
My word.
All right, man. Ain't no stopping us now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m.